Yes, men are welcome. Welcome again, once again, to another package, another review of FPL by the Republicans. We don't come inside today again to give you all the updates as it happened for game week 2 for inside the FPL. And today, yes, just one change. We'll do one sub. Olamide Doje. And surprise, surprise, our new player we'll collect for the new season. Finally, he don't show face after long time out with hamstring injury. People welcome him on board.
I've attached my bag, my jersey number.
LJ, don't they fit? Welcome back.
We're back. Thank you. Don't mention no.
Good to have LJ back for inside the studio. And also, as our regulars, our starting 11, yes, we'll go still there. They hold the midfield down. And also, we'll get
Dio. Passes.
Yeah. That way, they try to make sure we get clean sheet for this match today. For inside the matter. Okay, we'll dive into the matter. Game week 2. Plenty of the actions that we'll get. So, game week 2, I want to start with the goalkeepers. One of the goalkeepers not there inside these graphics for now. And that guy, Nadine Henderson. Yeah. I will talk about him. And also, Moku start with Osisa for Wolverhampton Wanderers. No, I don't think anybody, except the person won't lie here, say you put Osisa. Okay. Whether for bench or for starting 11.
No. The thing is, for the first few game weeks, which thing I go for now, premium players, especially for defense and this thing. So,
Osisa
will be premium goalkeeper, so to say. So I go for Ederson. For Man City. But 15 points from a goalkeeper, man, amazing return. It's a penalty. Yeah. And he keep cliche, collect a look and I make him pass Dean Henderson.
For a goalkeeper. And Henderson make more saves than him. Get five saves. West Ham supposed to score for that match. If you watch them, anybody watch that match, West Ham missed chances.
Edison,
but in look at, I think we can get 14. Yes, in safe penalty, I think we can get 14. Then me, I go thank God for Jose Sa because he saved me. My player, I get Aitnori. The left back for Wolves. Now he caused that penalty. So I don't pray like this. I beg. So we got that 6 points. If you check and because in a differential, now like I think 1.70% now he get that. He raised me ahead of 500,000 people. So
funny enough, this your own way. You more or less you happy. Me, I the cry. Because the declarize. Now he missed the penalty against
Henderson.
You understand? So you can't give me negative. But all in all, it was still good. But Mo talk about defenders, we get high points. I talk about Cancelo. And also Ben Mee. Defenders, we say, normally, you don't expect they're going to give you points at this point of the season, except then they score goals. You understand? But make I start with you, Dio. Mo start with Cancelo.
Yo, Cancelo, now that defender, we say, we know he will give people points. Coming off last season.
Okay. Of
no brainer. He's a defender that you should have.
Yeah, he always bump forward.
Yeah, so he's a defender. And looking at the way, what's it called, Man City has set up now, do you get? He has more ball. It's like there's a more, what's it called, interchange on his own wing than the other wing. His wing is more busy.
Yeah.
So I think it's no brainer for you to have him. 11 points, 7 million.
And LJ, that's big. Ben Mee, for the life of
Ben me, United. United, far where I be. I don't get that for my team. I don't just say, manager to get that plenty.
Sorry, pre-season. I tell LJ, say no worry. Say they don't good. LJ tell me, say not lie.
I don't believe this high.
So as a score for us, every message we say, guys, share you see how. This I tell you.
I don't they believe the high.
Your eyes say, do you believe it?
Yeah.
But share you come to the phone.
How you going to match Ben Mee with Martin? Now, by the guys come out and Ben Mee 6'3 or 6'2.
Yeah,
Martinez 5'8. Not both on your head now. Why not?
He don't cover him.
Like, man, for basketball. Man, you cheerful givers. We don't establish that thing.
Even Maguire, where they talk Serie boy, Sabisev, you see what thing they use him do. Talk less of the Martinez.
Which is why people now get Liverpool. Moon and hold on because Liverpool supposed to pipe them this next week. They enter. Now, Man United, now fixture to target.
And it's not just about Man U. Coming up the fact that their goal scorer, they hungry. He never scored.
They
don't draw two games. Come on.
I know the last time, 24 points, 19 points, home and away.
Yeah. So, Salah captain, then would they agree on
We never had his captain point. But Bogu from defenders now, enter midfielders, as usual, Kevin De Bruyne step up.
Yeah.
My man.
Always.
How many points?
14 points, but as captain, 28 points.
Come on.
Now, why you blast?
Also, surprise, Granit Xhaka, another midfielder.
Yes. In the interview after the match, he said the new system now give him a chance now to the go front.
You go to the funnest part now, say, you don't actually make that brilliant throw. You don't make him twice. But in pace, the kind of ball they give him, in pace, they betray him. So when he finally get him right, I feel, say, I'm not sure about the consistency, but for 5 million.
Ward also misplaced that ball.
But for 5 million, I think you should somewhat have him in your team because of the new Arsenal system. He kind of, I know others, maybe like AMF, he did roll.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. As an FPA asset, I know go advise. This guy now has heads.
And anyway, no produce.
Another midfielder who I would like, Mukulgat, Matthias Jensen. I don't know how long or how well going forward for Brentford. I don't know whether because he's in a Manchester United.
Because of Senna Manu, because if you look at Jensen's average position for midfield, didn't they go front? Now just because of Senna Manu, and a mistake, they give Eriksen, but he just chance Eriksen.
But India on Eriksen all through that game, though. But my youth and my eye from
you see Brentford, they do man.
Wait,
honorable, you were saying...
Come on, continue. We're talking about... Yeah.
But true, Matthias Jensen, I don't think he's an advisable player to bring into your team.
Yeah, sure.
5.0, you get other players. If you get somebody like Matthias Jensen for your team, maybe for bench, just in case. Mm-hmm. And the way the substitution they set up this season, I'd leave say your bench go play because almost everybody get chance
five
to
subs.
Play
five
yeah, sub. At one point or the other, you go bring the player in.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to the attackers, Rodrigo Dayo.
Yeah, the player I never had.
Do you know the funniest part now? Say last season when this guy be they come from Valencia, I shouldn't have lasted their career. I mean,
yeah,
I
two seasons ago.
Get potential, but you know, show.
And now because of Bamford, Bamford was always
question now. Now, say based off consistency, that's about FPL. You know, once player will go score two goals, go 3 games drought.
Mm, true,
no but score. Jengo, they're consistent. I mean,
that is the question now.
The thing is,
for the new system, in the play
behind striker, and now we Bamford, like say, get injury, get abductor. So, abductor injury. So
Naingo
probably play out of position. Listen, this time as midfielder, but Naingo play as striker. So, I can advise at least for the next three games.
And another thing,
you know, they don't lose Persil like Rafinha. We've been seeing one of people with the supply pass. So, coming off supply, do you
Aaronson has not been bad. Aaronson on the left, Aaronson on the right. If you look where they've been, you will see big chances created. Two of them have been creating chances.
And there's enough rotation between them, between the three of them. Yeah, but the question now, I will still stick to one, is consistency.
For Rodrigo. Okay, but talking about consistency and also talking about personality, sometimes Ino go step up, even as me, I go expecting the step up, Danny Ings always more or less step up past him. Mm-hmm. Oli Watkins. The weekend, I see him in the try show, say him go fit get goals, but there are some chances to be say you go expect, say Oli Watkins supposed to convert. But when we say left leg, use left leg, play him, you go use right leg, play him. I don't know
decision making. Well,
all those things, you see, they affected because I was even listening to, Ian Wright, in they talk about Oli Watkins to say in decision making, they let him down. And I don't know. Because for me, in a player beside, you say brilliant in front of goal. Mm-hmm. In goal, sometimes they're very exquisite. Right. Oh, yes. I speak. Oh.
bring it up.
but the truth of the matter, we say, I feel say going forward, in a player we say, we got to look out for FPL this season.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Danny Ings no outshine him, though.
That's the problem. Sorry, with Gerrard, we don't know which one he will play. Today, if he play Buendia, tomorrow he will play Coutinho, next month he play Bailey. But more Sisha, because the system they change almost every week. If that's Gerrard, never gets in first 11. Because the other first game week, Watkins no play. Sometimes he will play 4-4-2, sometimes he will play 4-3-3, sometimes he will play
4-2-3-1.
You know, he never really balanced
the system. Gerrard now, this kind of manager, where we say, impress me in training. Although now all manager did one, but he like is deep. He's deep on that concept.
Like Indo Mings.
He gets impress me in training.
He said Mings need to look him in the eye.
So you trained better this week. Don't worry, you go enter starting level. But next week, give like may your striker coach tell me say, be like say your plus one, not the minus. Yeah. Don't worry, bench day for you. So that's it. Another thing is how often are they going to use him based off the system?
But the truth we say last week we talk about LJ not there. We will talk about Gabriel Jesus. And they talk say for the best pick that last week. But the people here we say we'll go
the
watch out for. It has to be Gabriel Jesus.
The sweet arm as
that your day they tell me say Nunes.
We'll
tell me here say na Nunes. Olamide they tell me say na Haaland. Two of them, they're Lano.
No, Alan still give assist.
No, okay, Alan give assist. But the truth of the matter is the person who I talked last week, nicely give us one of the highest points this week.
Gabriel Jesus.
LJ. Now we want to go talk. Let's let me and you talk.
Two goals, two assists. Yeah. That no brainer. That no brainer. Yeah. If you don't get Jesus for your team, I don't know which team.
I don't understand. What do you mean, Nunes?
Most people move him on after the first game week because of say that they try to create room for Haaland and Nunes too because Nunes scored for the game. But I don't understand how Jesus is 8.0 and you didn't move him on. Because everything where they happen around Arsenal
is Gabriel Jesus.
Scoring, they go through Jesus.
That's the point.
Saka no dey in form right now. Yeah. Martinelli, Jesus, now no brainer to get for your Arsenal team.
Simple.
Take it to the bank. Yeah, bank on it.
Thank you. Dio, do you have any points? Counterpoints? Mr. Nunes.
Or do. Just like what I've been saying. Yeah. In as much as say everything we Arsenal they do, attacking wise. All the guy, the ball to Gabriel Jesus, the player center forward, definition, she get. But the question where me I go see stand on, I see consistency.
I hear you.
But
Nunes is not consistent.
You don't see the way.
Link of supply. No, supply. In terms of supply,
he scored more.
He could have scored more that game. Before that race. Yes,
Jesus could have scored hat trick easily. For that game, so.
Although I will put my whatever aside, my pride aside,
I will chop my hair,
and you go enter my team.
How about you?
Now my captain for this.
You go finally chop your hair.
You go to the finals. I get skeptical about Alan. I know you don't do my captain. Thank you. Because I did skeptical about him. See, if you look at just like what I said about Alan, they tackled again this match. She gets the last match that they played against Bournemouth. Manchester City never get the awareness of that kind of deadly striker for their box. Foden is a goal scorer.
Gundogan is a goal scorer. Olamide swear for Foden. Follow Olamide.
Should I say they are aware of their striker or knowing to play to his strength?
No. It's not about playing to his strength. It's about the awareness. Man City is a team that they are built in a way that they play to any player's strength.
Sorry. He get one joke. You say come out at halftime.
Yes, man.
They say Pep the vest because he's serving Captain Haaland. That's why he vest come out for this. Foden go square that for Haaland.
So the problem now, so the problem now, I remember when Lukaku had 7 touches then, it was all.
Yeah,
but so now the question I say, if you look at Alan now, Gundogan if he score, De Bruyne if he score, Foden if he score, Juan Cancelo if he score, see you get. So all these people, you know, if you question, they say that they make bad decision when it comes to Alan. See that ball where Foden score, he had no business scoring that kind of goal. He scored. Mm-hmm. The ball De Bruyne scored, they had no business scoring that kind of goal. He scored. Gundogan that square where Alan give him, he had no business scoring that kind of goal. He scored.
So that you're going forward, are you saying Alan should not be trusted with goals?
For now, until you start seeing probably, I know some people know what they look like. Say this standing, I don't mean he pass me by. Mm. If you don't score this weekend, man, no carry him. She again, a big name.
Well, in first week, he scored 2 goals.
Come on, big name. I see they worry people. Big name. Alan,
no,
big
his
name.
Data is good from Germany.
Exactly. Data. He scored
86 Premier in 89 matches.
Premier
that's a very
League
good record.
Premier League have a way of humbling players.
But he did it in the Champions League. He did it in the Champions League.
Champions League.
Well.
You see, people tell you that Champions League, but you see, Premier League is built differently in the sense that, bro, Premier League now this kind of squad, they say you they shine. No worry.
Oh, my mark. Like,
See what Chelsea do against Tottenham. Everywhere where Sunday, two players on the shadow. So it's just like say they make sure say you Abeg and the other what's the name of the other what's he called?
Bentancur.
That channel of pass, you know, go reach King, you know, and Son.
Like I see that on through throughout
the game. Kulusevski way ball they reach. She get before you talk say you won't breathe. That pace of the game, you never see sink him. She get so now going forward, Alan, more still calm. Man, I take my head. Man, carry player.
My plan for Haaland was always to get him off when Champions League start. Because I know, say, Pep buy Haaland for Champions League. So, these first 4 weeks, 5 weeks, make I just
enjoy him.
Yeah, because...
Not good point.
Enjoy him on the bench, not having him. Or enjoy him...
Playing
him.
Like...
Don't blame him. Have him.
When you see a start,
no, because wait, now they confuse me now.
No. Have him. Have him in your
squad. But don't captain him.
But don't captain him. Don't give him the vice captain. Because I'm not sure.
LJ, you agree?
I'm not sure.
I know, I agree.
You don't agree, Abi?
I know to agree.
What do you not agree? Captaining or having him on your team?
No, having him a no-brainer too.
Okay.
Because they play 4-4-2, my two strikers now, Haaland and this thing. I first start with Kane and Jesus. But then I can't move Kane on because of, say, Haaland get better fixtures.
Than Kane.
So I can't bring Haaland in. And not captain Haaland. See, one of the good things about City now, say, as long as they get De Bruyne for their team, I know they're injured, Haaland will score goals.
You agree?
Yes.
Because Bruyne will create chances.
He will supply for him.
We saw put him on your team.
We saw his goal now. The pass with the Bruyne gave.
So everybody consensus here, and I say everybody don't agree. Say Haaland, just still keep him in your team. He still feel bring goals for you. But for Gabriel Jesus, that one a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
Let anybody see.
Go no belief.
No belief. He still a doubt.
No doubt.
I
know doubt.
No doubt.
He play Bournemouth this weekend.
No. I know doubt Jesus. Actually, we won't get three of them at
you
one
see the hope said Nunes. Nunes is not category.
But because I believe say Nunes is going to get chances. Nunes go there the match.
Chances.
No. Nunes go there the match 30 minutes. That Crystal Palace match. First half, in Jamba. And he gets very good chance to score.
Chances.
No.
Okay, but now we've said no play games.
The best level.
The problem was always Jesus, if anything happened.
The best left back.
Thank you very much. At least we got caught finally. Okay, moving on. Talking about most transferred players. People now don't they try to want Kolobi Martinelli. I don't know why. I feel same maybe because they create chances. Him and Gabriel Jesus more or less. You like that chemistry. You like it makes sense. And also, Jesus too, most transferred, like we said last week, like I talked last week.
And this surprise.
For me, I don't know why people transfer Rodrigo. I really don't know why. And George Da Silva.
Sorry about Rodrigo. Some people don't talk. He might likely be on pen. If Bamford no day, Naingo take penalty.
So what about Da Silva? Josh Da Silva.
Like I said, before we start the pod, me and they talk. So I thought that Da Silva in XG they low. Mm-hmm. You understand? So like in numbers, no they low. You know to get chance. And first match, like him play like 32 minutes or so. Second match, like 61 minutes.
I think first match, he scored the equalizer.
Yes, he scored against Leicester. But the thing I say, if you check in XG, now shot, okay, like that shot now, the guy supposed to catch that ball.
That was no brainer.
The XG now, .16. You understand? It should say the quality of the shot, not too high like that. But because say, the guy, I don't know that I ain't check me that day.
No, now once in the season. Now once in the season. You don't make up. You don't do this season.
That can go. Now waiting. You don't finish. Messi score for UC. I don't forget. Similar, carrier enter. You don't finish.
Ugo, so what did they talk now? Be say people they transfer. I mean, they don't expect much. Or...
Yes. Yes, it's similar to I get tweets where I put about Bailey and Neto beginning of season. I say Bailey and Neto owners, no day surprise. It's not income taken because no supposed to expect much. That's even at 4.6 now. It don't rise 4.6. So if he bring him in, if he give you fine. If he no give you fine.
My first draft for this season, get Da Silva for my team.
Wow.
Because you know, you get sometimes you get some 4.5 players, so you just to occupy space. Because you know,
and the money we won't use by big player,
big players, just
you
to
get, just take out
none of the players. But then I call later, change my mind and go for Archer, waiting for waiting for Aston Villa. But that said, I even play. Well,
basically, we were supposed to talk to this Ivan Toney guy.
Well, Ivan Toney don't be surprised for me because I feel so Ivan Toney, that player, you see, last season, we see him at least step up, apart from maybe Mbeumo. Way full arm contest for goals.
But they create chances.
So, me, I'm not surprised. The only person me, I'm surprised for the most transferred in Da Silva.
But Tony fixtures make sense. That's why Da Silva said the rest. Because Brentford, their next four matches, Sea of Green.
And the kind of momentum where they get for now. And the kind of momentum, this man, you way they beat, either you like it or not, for a small team, that's a big
boost.
They'll build on that momentum.
And in case you want to go for defenders too for Brentford, people like.
Ben Rico Henry,
Montus
Janssen, their captain.
Janssen too.
Talking about most transferred out players,
Iron Hickey.
Hickey too, for right. Okay, but blessing injury
so,
for that last game.
Nanok,
75% chance. He goes sweet on now.
Darwin.
Of course.
No, wait. We have the floor.
Nunu, gang. I still stay on Nunu. Once he come back, I go still bring him in.
But for now,
he's out.
He's out, thank you very much.
Go, he go four. He like my tweet now. He's on free four like this now. He don't first drop. Tomorrow he go drop again.
LJ, talking about Coutinho, expectation for Coutinho that say they come play with Steven G and say chance good day for him to excel, pass with him, we don't see him for Barcelona. But so far, so good. I never really see anything from Coutinho. Normally, I'd be picking Coutinho too for my team, expecting, say, Naingo be that creator-in-chief for Aston Villa. But so far, in SG, normally they high, but then he's not doing it on the pitch.
You know when you talk about Leon Bailey and Neto, waiting to give you, take him. But if you come, take. If you no come, leave him like that. Coutinho now one of the people who fall under that bracket too for me.
Really?
Yes. Because
this guy gets last experience
season.
Premier League.
See, apart from that, when he came back
for my midfield
last season, he was tearing up.
Yeah,
he tear only against United. Then he go blank.
Why always United?
Then he go
also,
blank.
You're right. No, because the fixtures when he scored Leeds were having problems last season defensively. Then he scored on that load, Norwich.
Norwich.
He scored. Norwich ready again. So he
said, final day of the season, the game we can score against City.
So Leeds, that, Norwich, and Man U.
So what? What? Because for me, I still feel that player will say, I don't want to transfer out because I know what he can do.
Exactly, I was going to say that. See, that's the problem
for the price for 6 point. For it was seven million before. Yeah.
Don't drop
6.9. For 7 million.
That's too much.
I'll go add 1 million, sacrifice some players, and get somebody like a Luis Diaz into my team instead of getting a Coutinho.
And now he's injured, so you need to get him out. Him and Cash too. Don't get knocked
for the last.
But the one way they surprised me for here, and I say, how would you have Rashford?
How would you exactly?
How would you waste 6.4 million?
No.
Rashford had a woeful season.
Last
season was woeful.
Matter why people get Rashford for their team. Trust me, week one, I get Rashford for my team. I'm not going to even pretend.
What were you expecting? Chances created? Or
the fixtures for Man United for the first two game week, which was my intention to get out for the team, was nice fixtures. More no light. Brighton and Brentford.
Okay.
Good fixtures to have somewhere like Rashford.
What is Brighton?
And Rashford,
Man U last season.
Rashford, then Lissam
has midfielder. So you feel the revenge.
Then Lissam has midfielder for 6.5. And on a good day, Rashford will pop up and give you goals. If he give you assist. He missed chances against Brighton, which was ridiculous. Yeah. We're supposed to score. Mm-hmm. And then the team...
But the thing is, speed of life. You get Rashford for your squad, and you find them hard to get Martinelli for your squad. Like
the thing is, right now, the whole Man U they drop.
So
the last man standing, Eriksen, don't drop this morning.
No touch any Man United player with 10 feet pole.
True. Get the average positioning for that match, man. Nah, schoolboy defense. They just do it for line. You know, normally if you see average position, you go see.
Yeah,
so
you see everyone. Man, you never run a
straight line for midfield. They can't say, they don't want me to raise the ball back there.
Too bad.
So, this now, Rashford actually has potential because if you watch preseason, even Marcia, they tear him up.
Maybe
because Marcia never returned from injury.
Probably. Because two of them are doing preseason. Those four matches, they tear him up.
Man, lie to you. Marcia did my first draft, even my second to last draft for FPL.
Yeah.
But then after the injury,
I was expecting, but
the question why I get now, and I say, looking at that Manchester United team, after going 2 goals down against Brentford, do you get? I expected the reaction, the way they had it under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
They can't get
it. That reaction, did they get them? So the question why they ask now, is it about those players now?
I think...
The manager.
See, now person will get action, they get reaction. So this team don't get action at all. So nothing fair happen.
Ten Hag got it wrong with the tactics. Playing Eriksen as a defensive midfielder. They get one joke now. Iron Man, they open the chest. Say, this is why I cannot play defensive midfielder.
But Rashford, more forget him for now, Coutinho, forget him for now.
Drop more. Yeah. It's tip to drop again. Yeah.
But the only person who they expect will come back, bouncing back now, Darwin.
Yes, now.
Yes. That would get potential to come back.
Yeah.
Liverpool will get a sweet run of fixtures after in red card. They even get after United.
After
game,
Man U.
Looking at the way Liverpool is set up now with a striker like his own pedigree and all. Come on. You go bounce back.
Okay. And Liverpool needs to enter transfer.
And I still trust Bruno Fernandes to come up again.
No, he won't come up.
Sometime in the season, he will come up.
He won't come up.
The problem where I get with Bruno Fernandes now, I see all those outside shots where they play. We always they eat, but we always they score.
I know
why you know they enter again.
I'm not you fan. Take it from me.
For my second FPL team, I know you can. If I get third FPL team, I'm not going to
mention on that player, I go believe it, but Bruno.
I beg, Moku, move on, Jared. Talking about, players to watch. I don't know. Before we go, Reece James. Moku talk about Mohamed Salah twice now. Game week one, in score goal.
But Salah price supposed don't drop.
I don't understand.
I don't understand why he's sitting.
Honestly, Ugo, for me, I captain him. I don't know.
Now he's my FPL.
For this match now against Man U, make I see captain him.
Yes, you go back to April. Now the last time when a player from the right no deliver against Man U.
credit
Andy Martin. No, he don't care what they follow. Andy Martin, he don't like Salah, so he knows this and just tweet say, "Omo, oh crap, what did I just do?" Because he don't get Salah, so he just tweet and say, "You guys go back to April, the last time when a player from the right no deliver against Man U." He gonna say, "Wow, oh crap," because say Salah they play from the right. So that means say Salah and Trent will likely deliver because that Man U right. He like say something they happened there. Something they happened there.
Out of this list, then the player where I feel say at least you just get two for your squad, 1, 2, 3.
talking about Gabriel Jesus,
Salah, and Reece James. Those are the three players.
I get three of them for my team.
My concern for James now, saying no lose corner. I know against Everton, he played like 14 corners. No one meet any player here. They verse collect them from here. So but now they don't do in swingers again.
He scored
against
Tottenham.
And he scored, but no. You know, say that corner, as I tell you, as I explain to you, as in they play the corner, you go they read for system as chances created. Chances created. You go they increase in bonus point system. Yeah. So now, as him now, don't now Cucurella they play from, that's outswinger, Belmont, outswinger. So the thing now,
as
I lose that corner, no, they are people,
so,
I will still take him.
So the thing about this James now, say, sure, you get. If you look, anytime, you know, say, for the beginning of the match against Tottenham, he no play, he played as right centre back here. Yeah, before he play right, that right wing.
To match Son, they don't to match Son. Tactics.
So the moment where as player enter, way search forward. You see, the role where they
get
play,
chance,
it did different from the normal right.
Get spaces to walk into.
So that was why Sterling had enough space to pass that ball to him, because you know Gosia, he's so brilliant that he knows a way to beat offside trap, and he's going to make in those runs. You see the tweet where he talks, he'd be striker before, blah blah blah. So you get. So I think going forward, I aimed for like 8 goals this season.
Even when in the RCB. Yes. The position
it was always.
So that was more pressure on Thiago Silva and Koulibaly.
Make I ask this question. Just quick one. Between Reece James and Trent Alexander-Arnold this season for right wing back, who you go pick?
Both.
See, Reece, James Cancelo.
I just talk about these two.
Trent
never give points this season so far.
You
know what I like beginning of season? And say FPL and all this way with the talk, they don't go believe them now. Because everybody they feel say they sabi. You see, once you don't reach match week 5, 6, 7, when you don't see, say my brain no they carry up again. So for now
everybody shuffle up.
Yes. If Anthony will hear say yes, he's supposed to score against Fulham, but I don't know. He's supposed to score. But you should watch out for him.
Good fixtures. Yeah, good fixtures.
It's just the price for me.
It's
just the price for me. That's just.
And as always, Gabriel Jesus, no door.
You're sleeping on it.
Still got differentials. Okay, differentials. Talking about differentials, more or less now. Players will say, even though they're too peak, and they go give points, especially for those people who say pick them. For me, my standout definitely has to be Taiwo Awoniyi.
Yeah, same here too. Even though the goal was just
flimsy.
Anyhow,
because in the opening spaces.
The way they use ball. Even the way people talk, say which kind of
time, in plain time go reduce. Yeah,
with Dennis Abiy.
So you get one joke where they happen now, because the official FPL self, they put. They tip this guy Kai Havertz as differential. People can't say, this would be one more cause. Because the last time, which time it has? China game seven. People captain Havertz. They play Norwich 7-0. Havertz
you know,
today.
You know,
Salah now can't collect 24 points for Old Trafford. Mm-hmm. So now the same thing happened again. They don't tip out now the pressure against Leeds.
You know the
Salah
problem?
Can't go Salah go for Old Trafford.
You know the problem the world is they get with him, Kai Havertz now? Say 90 minutes you they play. Do you get? Probably you get off 86 minutes. And if you go check the chances where this guy missed, look at Tottenham. That was a platter of gold. Havertz could have scored. Do you get? So I'm not actually blame them. Say he did differentials. Do you get? But I would advise anyone, 7.9 million
what about
for Havertz.
Sterling.
Come on.
Sterling.
I don't know why they don't. No,
nine price point. That 10 million.
Apart from that, if you see
because
the
somebody,
they go,
somebody,
people they complain about where they play.
People when they want to pick up these differentials, they look at, say, okay, the smallest amount.
Yeah,
I don't think I'll carry Sterling now for 10 million when I think get somebody like maybe Son or somebody in that region too. Because I know Sego always score goals. You understand?
Yes.
But for Matthias Jensen, I don't know. Like we mentioned earlier.
You already analyze him.
I think the player to have is Awoniyi.
I think Taiwo Awoniyi for me will still go.
But now, Dennis don't sign. How does that affect him?
Two of them
Dennis
can play.
Outside.
No.
And what's the other boy's name? No. Not Lingard, they play behind them.
Brennan Johnson.
And that boy
happen?
Was.
What will happen?
And Brennan Johnson was.
Because
was,
this guy, they play wing back system.
But
so
the funny thing we say, Brennan Johnson, now just more or less work rate.
Work rate.
I see him against.
But he scored. He scored now.
They've been signing.
An entire 11.
But this is a
big. When they look at player, they say go score goal and create chances.
But wait, the question we have, that Dennis. That Dennis is it. That
game with 3 captain picks, Shapali, LJ Max, start with you. Stick with Salah, move on Salah, and go with somebody else, or what do you do?
I think one of the things I'm going to do for this game week now to stick with my team. I know they move anybody in or anybody.
Who be your captain last week?
It was De Bruyne, and I think I'll go see.
You will still stick with
I'll go stick with De Bruyne for who's this week again.
Who City they play?
And, who did they play?
I don't want to look fishers. My head on full.
I go check
out. I know my own captain, Son, against Wolves for London Stadium.
Son.
Wolves, since they changed to back four, they don't dare expose. So I go captain Son.
I think I'll stick with Mohamed Salah.
Yeah, Salah is a good shout. Man, you're right now.
And I'll stick with.
I'll get Salah for my team, but I think De Bruyne and.
And I will take my L. Bring in
Jesus. But funny enough, Jesus not be bad person. Maybe I've changed my mind, but it's Saturday night. Friday night. And Captain Jesus, but man, it's just going to be bad shout for Captain, actually.
Okay, actually. Timmy will be your captain.
For me, it will still be Salah.
Newcastle away.
So City, they play Newcastle away.
And De Bruyne and Newcastle guy.
Yes.
Screamer.
Screamer. That go make.
I think changed my mind, Seth, though.
But you said Son.
Yes, against Son. Wolves, since they changed to back four, they don't be very exposed.
And some
I ignore it, so I observe Wolves match.
I feel changed my mind. You said you feel changed your mind on top of your captain for game week 3 for inside the
Salah. I'm Salah, you're Salah, yeah, and you
would give me the Son.
Okay, our leader table so far for inside our FPL Fantasy Premier League.
Before you call leader table, I want to shout out to our producer,
Emmanuel.
No, add me join the league.
Emmanuel,
I'm judging you. No this and no this. I'm judging you.
Funny thing, Emmanuel thought say in day minus right now.
anybody
with a one try contest, Emmanuel points, he go come out from the league. So that you don't go out China.
So just do well. Yeah. Just do well.
So in case Emmanuel not put it for the league, just don't say you want out China. That's why I know they put it. But our leader so far for game week 2, Jerry Chica. 167 points.
When did they see these
points? I don't understand, though. I never points. Yes. Okay, I don't enter 100.
You get 70, 54. You
51,
47.
Child.
Bad,
that's a
bad one, bro.
It happened.
Nice one.
Cyber Fame 707, 153. Oh, more these points than higher.
153. Champagne Ballers.
Champagne Ballers 152. Joseph Esu.
The normal guys where they top before, they don't go there.
You know why? Most
of these guys, they use chips.
They don't use them. I know today bother about beginning of season from match 1 to 5 now. Say,
but then they set you up for how your season will be. Because last season, awful last season because of how I take start.
Yeah,
but this season, that's why I say this season, man.
Those transfer
on the bank.
Now Trent came in last season.
Lele, thank you very much, guys. Sitting and watch with us. Thank you very much, LJ, Ugo, and also Dio. We enter studio for us today for inside the FPL match day 3 or game week 3 as we analyze what's going to happen for game week 3. Remember also say, yes, it's still if you subscribe to our channel, Football Republic NG, I'm the channel on top of YouTube. And also, this podcast go there on top Spotify and also every other place where if you get your podcast from. And remember, this one, FPL from the Republicans. I'll enter on yard again next time. Day well. Now, bye, Gary.
Now, bye, Rice.
Captain Somebody's Son.
Captain Somebody's Son.